Welcome to the Beamsoil Church of Christ online ministry.
This week's message is titled, Isaiah and the Branch. Thank you to Dave, Don, and everyone else involved in the service. The scripture reading is Isaiah 11, 1-9. Happy birthday to Brian and Lee, and happy anniversary to Rebecca and Chris.
Isaiah 11, verses 1-9. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And the little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. And the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the water covers the sea.
The book of Isaiah is an incredible book. Isaiah means the Lord saves. It's a Bible within the Bible. And going through the book of Isaiah, there are incredible comments that are made. So the sermon today will be rather basic, but not basic in the sense of it's not really important. What is important is what is being said. And I won't be going from scripture to scripture to scripture. I'll be moving around a little bit. But here's what is said. Satan himself, believe it or not, is in the book of Isaiah. And here's what he says. This is what Isaiah says about him. How you have fallen from heaven, O morning star. Son of the dawn, you have been cast down to the earth. You who once laid low the nations, you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God, beyond God. I will sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly of the utmost heights. I will ascend to the tops. I will make myself like the Most High God. Even Satan says, nothing is higher than God. You have brought down Israel, and they ponder at your feet. And so the prophecy. The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely I have planned, so it will be, and as I have purposed, so it will stand. This is the plan determined for the whole world. This is the hand stretched out over all nations, for the Lord Almighty has purposed, and who can thwart him? His hand is stretched out, and who can ever turn back? So the beginning of the book is negative, kind of dark, but no. Isaiah brings to us wonderful words, wonderful thoughts that are for us. So I want to just talk of things. In that day it says, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. The Syrians will go to Egypt and the Egyptians to Syria. Someone says, well, what's the big deal about that? Because they were enemies to one another. Meaning, there will be no more enemies. There will be a highway going back and forth, sharing with one another. So back in those days, I guess it's chariots and so forth, and I can just imagine in my own crazy mind a chariot pulling over, another chariot pulling over and having a conversation. He's talking about what the world will be like one day. And in this book of Isaiah, he talks about praise. Therefore, in the east, give glory to the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the islands of the sea, from the ends of the earth. We hear singing, glory to the righteous one. God, there he is. So let's live our life in such a way, giving exaltation to the Lord. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise you in your name for your perfect faithfulness. You have done marvelous things, things planned long ago. You have made the city a heap of rubble, yet changed to newness. You have been a refuge for the poor, a refuge for the needy in its distress. And then these words, a shelter from the storm, for the breath of the ruthless, like a storm driving against the wall. No. It's a refuge for all. And then he says, on this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best meats and the finest wines. And in that day, I will say, surely this is our God. We trusted him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. So let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. And because Isaiah is writing this, I can hear him humming or singing. Because in chapter 26, he talks about this, a song of praise. In that day, this song will be sung in the land of Judah. And I don't know what that song would be. You certainly wouldn't want to hear me sing anything about it. But he says, of the righteous, may the nations come together. You will gather together and keep in perfect peace. Won't that be wonderful? Because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock. The path of the righteous is level. O upright one, who will make way of the righteous smooth? Yes, the Lord is on your way. We will wait for you. Your name is renowned. When your judgments come, the wicked flee. And then he says these things. But this is tough to read. But you're dead. And I stop. See, many of our loved ones have passed. And the feelings of that is horrible. Loved ones who've passed years and years and years gone. And yet, we still think of them. We still hear their voice. They're still in us. But here's what Isaiah says. But your dead will live again. That's what God promises. Your bodies will rise. You who dwell in the dust, wake up and shout for joy. Isn't that precious and wonderful? It's not just maybe. No, it's a reality of all of these things. So in the book of Isaiah, he talks about different kings and so forth, and I won't go through all of that, but he talks about how enemies will come together as one. And chapter 35 of Isaiah is one of my favorite passages because it's called The Joy of the Redeemed. Pretty soon we're going to get to Christmas, and you're going to hear songs like that. The desert and parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The splendor of Carmel, and they will see the glory of the Lord. Not just think about them. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. And there will be a highway. A highway will be there, and it is called the Way of Holiness. The Way of Holiness. Where are you driving, Donnie? Hopefully, the Way of Holiness. There will be all of us entering this beautiful place. They will enter Zion, singing with everlasting joy. They will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow will be no more. Can you imagine? No more sorrow. But there is sorrow. And we need comfort. Isaiah, who got visions from God and helped us to understand who even Jesus was back then. But listen to what he says. Take a deep breath. Comfort. Comfort, my people. Some of you remember when your babies were young and restless. They just couldn't settle. You fed them, you did everything you could, you rocked with them. Nothing was working. It just didn't know what to do until finally in your arms, you could feel your baby and sleep. Isaiah isn't just in any way gruesome at all. He talks about the reality of life, even for us today. And there's a voice calling, saying that all mankind will see the Lord and hear the mouth from the Lord, that one day this will be true. So, we're getting close to Christmas time, and Isaiah picks up on this. Who will bring good tidings of Zion? Go up to the mountain. You will bring good tidings to Jerusalem. Lift up your voice and to shout and say to the towns of all, here is your God. The sovereign Lord comes with power. His arm rules for him. And then he says, who has understood the mind of the Lord, or instructed him as his counselor? Who will enlighten him and taught him the right way is that of the Lord? Knowledge or showed of the path and demonstrating and helping in understanding. And then he says, do you not know? Have you not heard that the Lord is an everlasting God? He is the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the wealthy and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and they will not be faint. And so God whispers to Isaiah. He says, Isaiah, you are my servant. I have chosen you, and I have not rejected you. So don't fear, because I will be with you. My righteous hand will uphold you. The anointing of the Lord is with us. Here is my servant, and he's talking about Jesus now. Here is my servant, whom I have chosen, in whom I have delight. He will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed will not break. A smoldering wick will not snuff out. In the faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on the earth in the law. And won't that be wonderful when that day occurs? So he says, sing to the Lord a new song. Let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise to all the countries. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. God knows each of our names. You are mine. We belong to him. Even when you pass through the waters, difficult times, I am the Lord your God, the Holy One. Since you are precious, since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I am with you, and I will bring your children with you to gather all around. You are my witnesses. And understand that I am he. Before no God was formed, nor will there be no one again as part of the Lord. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past, for I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you see it? Do you hear it? He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who did help you, do not be afraid. And then he says, this is what the Lord says. Kings of Israel, the Redeemer of the Lord Almighty, is the first and last. He's talking about Jesus, who will be coming. And then he says, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. He's repeating this. I am the Lord, who has made all things, alone stretched out above the heavens, spread about the earth. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am the Lord God, and there is no other. And then he starts to conclude with this, and like myself, kind of lengthy, trying to wrap it all up. He's repeating this over and over and over. Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the word of his servant? Let him walk in the dark who has no light. Trust in the name of the Lord. The Lord will surely comfort you, and with compassion, joy and gladness will be found in her. Those who proclaim peace, those who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, shouts aloud. My servant will act wisely, highly exalted. He will sprinkle many nations and kings. Surely, surely, he has taken up our infirmities. He's carried our sorrows. We considered him stricken, but no. He was pierced. He was pierced for transgressions, for our iniquities, and peace, even though he had to deal with all of that, and peace was upon him. And peace is upon us in the Lord. It's called the way of the Lord. And then in concluding, getting close to the conclusion, he talks about remembering that when you're thirsty, God gives you something to drink. And I'm talking about spiritual things. If it's been difficult, in life, and if it's difficult now, please hear these words, written thousands of years ago and yet very relevant. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come and buy milk without money. It will be there for you. Then he says, God's comfort. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he was here. Turn him to the Lord. He will have mercy on him and pardon us for my thoughts. Sometimes the righteous perish, and no one ponders this in their heart. Devout men are taken away, righteous away, to be spared from the evil. Enter into peace and find rest in their death. Shout it aloud. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Declare the people of the Lord. Behold. Behold. I will create a new heaven and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create. For I will create Jerusalem to be a delight, and its people a joy. As a mother comforts her child, you are comforting us. And let me conclude with these words. As the new heavens and the new earth that I will make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, all mankind, listen, all mankind will bow down before the Lord, and they will go out in peace. What an incredible picture God gives for us. It's not just scripture reading. It is what's going to happen. And what precious, wonderful, loving things are going to happen. Amen.
Thanks for watching. Have a great day.
The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.